You'll have to pray for me because I started this morning a juice diet, and I don't know what my energy level is going to be like, and I'm hoping that I don't pass out on the altar. October is Respect Life Month. But it's also more traditionally known as the month of the Holy Rosary. So this morning I want to speak about the Rosary and the place of devotion to our Blessed Mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, in the life of a Christian disciple. So October is the month of the Rosary because October 7th is the feast of Our Lady of Victory, which later was renamed Our Lady of the Rosary. So that was yesterday. Yesterday's feast of Our Lady of the Rosary commemorated a naval battle that was significant as a victory in the West. You see, in 1571, Islam was on the verge of taking over Europe. And Saint Pope Pius V was gravely concerned because it looked like it was going to be a landslide of a victory, that we were way outnumbered as Christians. And with the coming of Islam to Europe at that time would come forced conversions, the killing of priests and religious, the raping of women from the Christian community, and all sorts of other ills. And the Pope was gravely concerned. So he asked all of Europe, he said, "We don't have the manpower that we need, but let us call together on the power of the Mother of God." And he asked all of Europe to pray Our Lady's Rosary. And what was so beautiful and powerful was they were able to keep the forces at bay. And everybody attributed it to the power of the prayer of the Rosary. Now, Mary, the Queen of Heaven and our Mother, has asked in many visions that the Church has approved that the members of the Church pray the daily Rosary. Let that sink in for a moment. Mary, our Mother, from heaven, has asked us to pray daily her Rosary. But she, like a good mother, has given beautiful promises to those who pray the Rosary on a daily basis. And I encourage you, I'm not going to go into those 15 promises because the homily will go on too long, but look them up, the 15 promises of the Rosary. Read those. One of them, just to give you a taste, is that she promises that you will have the sacraments from the priests at the time of your death. What a beautiful promise to have from Mary for those who devote themselves to her. She promises to ensure that one of her priests will be there at the hour of death, which we pray in the Hail Mary. Pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. There has been 6 papal encyclicals on the Rosary. Let me tell you, there's probably about 50 encyclicals ever written, and there's not even one of them that comes close. Scripture's next, and there's 3 encyclicals. That tells you the Church really values this prayer. And the last 7 popes, including Pope Francis, pray the daily Rosary, and they've urged us to take up the practice. I've done some research, and I challenge you, if you can turn over this claim, I'll be glad to be proved wrong. But I haven't been able to find a single saint who's been canonized from the last 200 years who didn't pray the daily Rosary. That should show us the power of Mary's Rosary. St. John Vianney said, No one can live continually in sin and continue to pray the rosary. Either, he says, they will give up sin or they will give up the rosary. And Saint José María Escrivá, the founder of Opus Dei, said, "Say the Holy Rosary. Blessed be the monotony of those Hail Marys, which purify your soul of the monotony of your sins." You see, the rosary isn't the flashy prayer period, right? It's not the type of prayer that always makes us feel good when we go to prayer. There's a monotony to it. There's a faithfulness to it. There's an offering of love that we give of ourselves. But that's what makes it so beautiful. It's so ordinary. Jesus gave us Our Lady at the foot of the cross when he said, "Woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother." This is one of the greatest gifts next to the Eucharist that Jesus Christ has given to each one of us, to have Mary as our spiritual mother. We would be fools not to have a strong devotion to her, who Christ himself has gifted us. Now, I know sometimes the fear comes up in our hearts, but won't devotion to Mary take us away from Jesus? And I tell you this, it is absolutely 100% impossible. It is impossible for you to have a true devotion to the Holy Mother of God and to be taken away from Jesus. Because Mary always brings us to Christ. And she brings us there much more quickly than we ever bring ourselves. And brothers and sisters, we can never love the Mother of God and be more devoted to her than Jesus, her Son, is. It's just impossible. So put away the fear. You can't love Mary too much, because you'll never love her more than Jesus Christ does. So I want to urge you to consider taking up the practice of the daily rosary. It takes 15 minutes. Now perhaps you say, "Okay, that's a little long." Then start with one decade a day. One decade takes 3 minutes. That's it. You can pray it on your way out to your car, or in your car to your way home, or when you're running to the grocery store. 3 minutes to pray a decade. That's it. You could even space those decades throughout the day to get the five mysteries. But what's powerful about the rosary is that we pray through Mary's perspective, through her heart that Scripture says pondered the mysteries of faith, the life of Christ. And we can't go a day as Christians without reflecting on the life of Jesus. And who better to tell us the story of Christ than his mother, who was the closest human being to Jesus? He received his very flesh and blood from Mary, because Joseph wasn't involved in the act of procreation. It was the Holy Spirit. So he was a spitting image of Mary. His flesh is completely from her. Who better to tell us and to bring us into the story of Jesus? How do you pray the rosary? It's very simple. There's booklets in the back of the church. You can look it up online. Just Google how to pray the rosary. But there's 50 Hail Marys, which represent the 150 Psalms in the Book of Psalms. It's an Our Father, on the first bead, 10 Hail Marys, and a Glory Be. And you pray the mysteries. The point of the rosary is to focus on the mysteries. So I tell you, when you pray the Hail Mary and the Our Fathers and the Glory Bees, pray it out loud, or at least with your lips. "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." You don't have to say it super loud, but move your lips. And as your lips are moving and saying the prayer, reflect on that mystery of Christ's life. So for example, if you're praying the third joyful mystery, the Nativity of Christ at Christmas, you might reflect with your imagination on Mary and Joseph going from house to house and being rejected. You might think about the coldness of the weather, the trust that St. Joseph has in going from house to house, that he doesn't give up. You might watch them go into the stable and see the shepherds and the magi coming to bring adoration to the little king born from heaven. You might focus in on your meditation on Mary, or perhaps Joseph, holding the Christ child with so much love as they worship him in spirit and in truth. And perhaps maybe even in that mystery, you might let Mary hand you the Christ child to hold him and to offer him your own acts of love and adoration and worship. But you see how doing a simple spiritual exercise like that puts you in touch with Jesus through Mary? You're not just shouting empty phrases to God, but by reflecting on the mystery, you're being brought close to the very mysteries that brought about our salvation. And you're tasting in your own life the love that God has for us. Somebody said, all the rosary is a Bible on strings. Because that's all you're reflecting on, or on the stories of Jesus' life from the Bible. All the rosary is a Bible on strings. This Friday, we're going to be consecrating ourselves as an entire archdiocese and every parish in the archdiocese to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And the reason is because this Friday commemorates the 100th anniversary to the date of Mary's last apparition at Fatima, where Mary asked all of her children to pray the rosary daily for peace in the world. Oh, we need that today, don't we? For the conversion of sinners. And I think she would be okay with me saying this, for the end of abortion. And she's promised special graces from heaven to those who honor her request. Mary is not asking generically for people to pray the rosary in her visions. She's asking each one of us. Because she wants to bring us closer to Jesus. This Friday, we invite you to join us as we join the whole Archdiocese of Denver at the same time to make an act of consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. To entrust ourselves as a parish community to Mary, so that she can bring us closer to Jesus. And I promise you this, those who do so will receive many graces that come from her hands. Her open hands that give us the grace of Jesus. Do you want that in your life? More grace from Jesus? Come and join us this Friday from 7:30 to 9. We'll pray the rosary after having a candlelight procession with Mary into the church. We'll have some silent time of adoration, a reflection on Mary. And after we pray the prayer of consecration together, we'll have benediction of the Eucharist, where Christ himself will bless us. O Virgin Mary, blessed are you among women, for you are the mother of the King of Kings, the Queen of heaven and earth, and our mother. Amen.